and try to be a bridge between the client and the development team, and try to make sure that the project get delivered on time, within budget, and the client should be happy with the outcome and the project which is built. What's good, people? In this podcast, we have discussed who is project manager, role of a project manager in an IT company, and what are my top 3 tips for any project manager starting his career in IT sector. I hope this podcast would add certain value to your life. Keep hearing. To understand the role of a project manager, we need to understand how an IT company works. In an IT company, client came up to the IT company with a set of requirements or a set of problems. They get connected with the sales team. Sales team understand the problem of the client and then suggest a solution. Based on that suggestion, sales team build a requirement document. In that document, the sales team try to mention each and every detail about the application or a piece of software which is about to be built. Based on that document, client signs the contract with the sales team. Once that deal is done, sales team forward the document to the project manager. Now it's responsibility of the project manager to understand the requirement of the client, understand the problem client is facing, and try to be a bridge between the client and the development team, and try to make sure that the project get delivered on time, within budget, and the client should be happy with the outcome and the project which is built. These are the basic roles or the work of a project manager in a nutshell. I have seen every year many new grads come into IT sector and it aspire to become a project manager. I would like to give these top 3 tips for any person who is just starting as a project manager. Do not just forward mails to the team. Let me build more context to the statement what I am saying. Whenever client come up with a new requirement or whenever clients come up with anything, he takes a call with you. He try to explain you the entire thing and you sit with the client, get the requirement, process it, and then suggest him a solution, which takes usually an hour or two, right? Now you expect your development team to understand whatever you understand in 1 or 2 hours with just a forwarded mail. Is that even respectful to your development team? I don't think so. Right. So you should be respectful to your development team. You should understand that it's very important for you to brief the problem client is facing and what is the solution to that problem. You should not just forward email. You should sit with the development team, explain him or explain the team what is the problem client is facing and this is the solution we are expecting to be done. Right. My second thing would be a good listener rather than be a good talker. You should always be patient enough to hear the entire conversation client is trying to explain you rather than just do your own talking. You should listen to the client, understand the problem he is facing, and then came up with a solution. This is what client want from you. You should listen to him properly. You should not interrupt him in between. You should listen to him very properly. My third tip would be, do not just commit any deadline to the client. Let me put more context to this statement as well. Let's say Bob is your client. Bob came up with a new requirement. Bob says, hey Hussain, do you think how many days it would take us to build this? Just if you do not have any domain knowledge for that particular thing, do not just commit any deadline. Just simply say to Bob, hey Bob, I will just came back to you in an hour or so. I need to discuss this entire functionality with my development team and I need to understand how much time it would take for us to build it. You should sit with your development team, explain them the entire thing and then came up with a deadline that in this many days this requirement would be fulfilled. You should not just commit any deadline to the client and then fight with the development team to get it done in that deadline. वन मोर बोनस थिंग आई वुड लाइक टू गिव इज के ऑलवेज ओवर कम्युनिकेट, डू नॉट एवर अंडर कम्युनिकेट टू द क्लाइंट. लेट मी पुट मोर कॉन्टेक्स्ट टू दिस स्टेटमेंट एज वेल. लेट से यू नीड अ सर्टन डॉक्यूमेंट फ्रॉम द क्लाइंट. So you should, let's say you mailed him in the morning that, hey Bob, I need this document or this requirement from you or this credentials from you, please forward it to me. Now let's say 24 hours are over, he is not able to reply. So you should not just sit in quiet that I have mailed him and he is not replied to my mail. You should over communicate. You should ping him again over any messaging tool or WhatsApp that, Bob, I have sent you a mail and I'm waiting for the requirement. Many times what happens is client is not a technical guy. That's why he came to you, right? He's not a technical guy. That's why he came to you to get his problem solved. Maybe he's facing some difficulty creating that account, or maybe he's facing some difficulty getting those requirements done. So it's your job to understand his requirement and get it done soon. So these are my top three tips for any project manager who has just entered into the IT sector. I hope this video added certain value to your life. Thank you.